It's Wahoo Week on WEOL all week long. We chat with Tim Alcorn and members of the Cleveland Indians as they bring him through to the room where Tim is all set up with all the fancy equipment so that we can bring to you this morning. And they're on a two-hour different. What's your local time over there, Tim? What is it? You at 6 something or 5?
Yeah, right now as I look up at the clock here in the media room, it is a 5:40. 5:40 here in Goodyear, Arizona, Bruce. Yeah, a little bit early, but, you know, you and Craig are used to getting up at this time and rolling, and, you know, so are we here in Goodyear as our Wahoo Week coverage continues. And, of course, one of the things that the Indians have really done well the past couple of years is hit the baseball. And Ty Van Berkelio, their hitting coach, sitting with me here in the media center to talk a little bit about that. Ty, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you bet, Tim.
Now, you were telling me that this isn't an especially ordinary early morning for you, or out of the ordinary early morning?
Your spring training's an early day. It's I try to get to sleep by 7. Don't usually make it, but getting up is you get used to it, and I've been kind of in a groove lately.
So let's talk a little bit about the Indians as far as your role as hitting coach. Do you bring an overall philosophy that you try to impart on the guys, or is it more just individual by individual?
Well, I mean, hitting is individualized, and every hitter is athletically different. So you have to, you know, have different keys for different guys. It's not a cookie cutter, you know, one size fits all type of thing with hitting.
So when you sit down with a player, what's the first thing that you try to go through with him? Is it a strength? Is it a weakness? Is it just an overall approach to hitting? Kind of take us through that process, if you could,
Ty. I think everything. I mean, every hitter you has to have an overall approach, or, you know, his own approach of how he's going to attack a certain pitcher. But, you know, there's mechanical issues that you talk about and adjustments that you try to make. And then there's routine. There's consistency of having a good routine. You know, look at Michael Brantley. He's got one of the best routines in the game. You know, he does so many things so well. That's why he's such a good hitter. You know, so you try to get everybody to have a consistent program. And, you know, you work on things mechanically, you know, make small adjustments or subtle adjustments. But, you know, they got to the big leagues for a reason, and it's usually not because they have fatal flaws in their swing.
So take us through how you work with individual players as far as what they do well. You've got guys that are just sheer power hitters. You've got spray hitters. You've got contact hitters. So how do you approach each guy from their own unique perspective?
Every hitter is different. So yeah, you've got power hitters, and you know, you've got a guy like Moss. You know, if he's trying to beat the shift and hit ground balls with a shortstop, he's taken away from his game. But you've got a guy like Ramirez. You know, if he's trying to hit home runs and pull balls, he's getting away from his strengths. So you really, you know, you work within that hitter's strengths, and you know, build a plan and work from there.
Again, we're talking with Ty Van Berkelio. He's the Indians hitting coach. Boy, I can't imagine 30, 40 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, without video, how hitting instructors and hitting coaches worked. How much has that now changed how you work with guys? Are you spending more of your time actually in front of a screen, or is it still a lot of work in the box, or a combination of both?
No, it's really a combination. I mean, the video is, you know, nice and nice to have and utilize it as a tool, but you know, it's still baseball. I think video can get overused and you can overanalyze things. And you know, hitting is you know, it's so much of it is mental. And if you don't allow the automated athlete to swing the bat, and you're constantly thinking about mechanics and mechanical adjustments you're making, you're not going to hit. You know, it's a one-on-one combat when you're in the box, and you cannot be thinking about mechanics, or everything's going to break down.
So from a hitting coach's perspective, how do you approach spring training? Do you and Tito sit down and say, man, here's two or three guys we got to target, or is it just an overall view? How do you approach spring training,
it's
Ty?
Pretty much, you know, every guy that comes in, you know, at the end of the season, if he was with us last year, you know, we've talked and we've talked about the adjustments and the things that they wanted to do in the off season, and then when they come here, you just kind of assess and see where they're at. If they're a new guy, you know, we have to look at him and assess him and see where he's at and talk to him and find out what his thinking is, and you know what his approach is, and what his plan is for spring training, and get on the same page, basically.
Let me give you a specific example. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to play back an interview that I did yesterday with Yan Gomes, and he really gave you a lot of credit for taking his offensive game to a different level. Just tell our listeners how something like that happens, just using Yan as an example. I mean, how you took him from one level to the next level where he was a Silver Slugger Award winner last year.
Yeah, the first year that Yan came in, he did some things with his swing, and I probably watched him take batting practice, I'd say probably 2 weeks before I really said anything, because, guys do different things, and I wanted to see how his swing was working, and, I felt like he was doing a couple things that he could make adjustments on, and we talked about it, and Yan's got great aptitude, so he made a couple adjustments, and we built it from there, and he's got great work ethic and just stays with it, and he's open-minded, and as the season went on, he made those adjustments, but we just kind of continued building on that, and it got to the point where you don't have to say a whole lot, and then just periodically, he'll be doing something, and I'll say, Yan, you're getting a little bit exaggerated with some of these things, and Yan's a guy that he'll feel something and he'll start really doing well. And then all of a sudden it'll go beyond to where it's getting a little extreme, and we got to back him off and get him back to where he was. But, he's a good hitter. He was a good hitter coming in. He just, setting up and, some of the things he thought he needed to do, he made adjustments on and became a really outstanding hitter.
Yeah, great story. Craig Bruce, before we let Ty go, any thoughts or questions for the Indians hitting coach?
Ty, is there ever a time when you see somebody on another team and you think to yourself, boy, if I could get a hold of that guy?
I mean, a lot of times you look at another guy and go, boy, I'd like to have him in our lineup. I'll take Miguel Cabrera if you can get him over here, Craig.
What about building the confidence and respect out of the players? I suppose spring training is the time to kind of build that bond so that during the busy season you don't have to deal too much with the personality issues that may affect getting your message across.
Well, I think, Bruce, that's when you start it, but it is, confidence is so important, and it's not something that's easy to maintain. And you talk to guys, the good hitters have the ability to put confidence ahead of success, but sometimes it's tough. When you're not having success, it beats down your confidence. And, you can do all you want in spring training. Once the season starts, when you're 0-10, you're searching for what's going on. So building that confidence, one thing I believe, Bruce, is that if you have a consistent work plan and you go in and daily prepare yourself for the game, I feel like that gives you confidence, just because you know that you've prepared and that you're ready for that day. If you're inconsistent and all of a sudden things go bad and now you come in and you're searching, chasing rabbits, it makes it difficult to maintain confidence.
Right, great stuff. Ty, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us this morning. Continued success as the Indians hitting coach. Third year this year, correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's long for a hitting coach, huh?
Means you must be doing something right, my friend.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for joining us. Ty Van Berkelio, Indians hitting coach, joining us this morning on AM 930 WEOL as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, of course, our interviews all week long, courtesy of Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated, proudly serving families, businesses, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain, Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning.